You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson. In today's podcast episode, I want to talk about something really crucial, really important. And that is the fact of being uncomfortable. Getting used to being uncomfortable. And I know that's not what a lot of people enjoy, is being uncomfortable. But you think about it. If you want to grow, if you want to get stronger, if you want to accomplish any goal, any dream at all, then you have to leave the comfort of your comfort zone. And I hear so many people talk about that. You need to get out of your comfort zone. You have to leave your comfort zone in order to accomplish stuff. And I think that many people can have a cognizant understanding of what that means, and they know that. But what does it really entail? I mean, what that literally entails is when you leave the airspace of your comfort zone, you're going to be flying in the airspace of uncomfortableness. That means you're going to experience some turbulence along the way. And that's assuming the goal is even a challenge. I mean, if the goal itself is not a challenge, it's already within your comfort zone, and it's not a problem to go fly right there and get it. However, if there's something that you really want in your life, then you've got to fly through the turbulence, man. You got to leave the safety of your cave, and you got to head out into the jungle not knowing what the hell's out there. That's the excitement of life, man. You know, if you want to, like I said, go back to caveman times, and you had to leave the safety of your cave just to bring home food to your family. Our society has gotten way too soft, way too comfortable. And I think that's where our problems are at. I mean, think about it. You're going to leave the air-conditioned office to go get into your air-conditioned vehicle that has windows and a roof over it to withstand any weather conditions for the most part. At which then you don't have to walk or do anything. You just drive your motorized vehicle all the way down to some restaurant place that you tell them what you want. They take the time to make the food for you, hand it to you, and you bring it home. It's a relatively safe process. But imagine the caveman days. You're in a cave. In order to bring home food for your family, you have to leave the safety of the cave every day, not knowing what's out there. Now, the times you've spent out there, you become more alert. You understand what's what. You get better educated about what's out there. But the only way you got there is by being in the land of uncomfortableness. So it's okay to be uncomfortable. We have a tendency to even rescue our children so many times. I mean, think about it. Hey, everybody wins. Everybody gets the participation ribbons and trophies. Heck, we're not even going to keep score. Right? I mean, all this stuff we do, we try to prevent them from having any problems. Let me just come on in and rescue you from this. How is that teaching them anything? You know? I remember my daughter just the other night, she was behind on an assignment, and I told her she needs to get this squared away. And she starts looking at this assignment. I hear her under her breath say, "Oh, this is just too hard." And I jumped on her. I'm like, "Really? Are you serious? Doing an assignment out of your book? In other words, answering a question and writing a paper, that's too hard." I mean, what are you going to do when life really hands you something? I mean, if you can't step up and be able to deal with an assignment, if that's too hard, what are you going to do when life really throws you a curveball? And then I picked her back up and told her, "Hey, you know what? You write really, really well. You do. But the hardest thing to do for anything is just to get started. So if you get started, you're good to go." And she started and she knocked it out of the park. The big point I'm trying to make here is that Getting used to being uncomfortable is what we need to do, because that's what we mean when, hey, you got to leave the, you need to leave your comfort zone, right? Yeah. And people say this all the time. But what does that mean exactly? That means flying in turbulence. So when you want a goal, you set any goal, any endeavor that's out there, you know you're going to fly through uncomfortableness. So it's pretty smart to start understanding, hey, you need to get used to what happens to your mind and body when you start to feel uncomfortable. What are your tendencies? What are your weaknesses? When you start to get into a little bit uncomfortable at different times, now you start to realize what you need to strengthen and what you need to grow. Now you think about, like, with exercise. Could you imagine this? Someone running down the street, never ran before. They start running. Whew. And they're like, wait a minute. Something's happening to me. This isn't good. There's all sorts of liquid coming out of the pores of my skin. You know, in fact, I'm feeling kind of red, and there's all this liquid coming out of me, and my heartbeat is just beating faster than normal. I need to stop. This can't be good. And you're like, whoa, slow down, dude. You're just sweating. And yeah, your heart rate needs to get up, because if it doesn't, you're not going to benefit from this exercise at all. Right? That's the idea. When you go running, that's uncomfortable. But your body begins to adapt to the uncomfortableness by building up strength, by building up more power. It's the same thing that works mentally. When you get yourself into uncomfortableness and you begin to adapt to it, you get to learn from it, you also become more mentally tougher. So if you want a simple exercise that I can give you today, just a simple exercise to be able to start knowing what it feels to be uncomfortable and how your mind and body is going to start freaking out, right? So that you can get a feel for that and learn to control that, is when you're in the shower, at the last 30 seconds of the shower, turn off all the hot water. Yeah, that's right. I'm asking you to have the last 30 seconds of cold water. And when that happens, I want you to start noticing how your breathing has changed. Start noticing what's going on with your body. Start noticing what thoughts come into your mind. What pictures are you picturing? What's happening to you right now? That gives you an idea of what it feels like to be in a little bit of uncomfortableness. But then take it a step further too. And begin to try to gain control of your breathing. Begin to gain control of your focus by telling your mind what to focus on. Begin to develop a powerful mindset in which this is beginning to make me tougher and stronger. That I can do this because I'm enduring through this. Right? That's a simple exercise that you can do to begin to start getting to know what uncomfortableness might feel like and how you react to it, right? Now, there are certain skill sets you all need to, okay, how do I control my focus? How do I regain my breathing? How do I do all this? That takes practice. That does. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this shower thing for quite a long time now. And so for me, it's beginning to wear itself out because I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly what to do. Excuse me. The only way I can reconcile this together is no different than lifting weights. You know, when you first start off, you know, you start doing maybe some like reps at like, you know, so many pounds, right? And that's tough. Whew. Pretty soon you start getting stronger and better, and it's like, man, I got to move up on the weights now. Feels good. And that's where a person gets to. Pretty soon the shower thing isn't going to do anything to you because you're used to that. You know what that is. And a prime example for me is last night I was taking a shower, and I had just a long day, so I thought, you know, I'm just going to take a hot shower. I just want to take a hot, warm shower and just relax and just feel the soothingness of that and just calm myself, right? And that's what I was doing. Had the heat going. Oh, I was beginning to feel comfortable, trying to get myself relaxed. And all of a sudden, the freaking hot water was gone, and it was cold water. And immediately, I'm like, oh, I think I left the dishwasher running upstairs, and you know, or maybe somebody flushed the toilet. I don't know, you know. But I was like, whatever, this is what it is. I got this. I've done this before. And I just went about my own journey anyways. Despite the fact of it being cold or warm, didn't matter. I still worked to be relaxed, still worked to be calm. And shortly after the hot water returned in, I was fine. But I was prepared for it. And that's the whole point. If you prepare to deal with being uncomfortable and get used to that so that your level of uncomfortableness is becoming better and better, now you're better able to deal with life, right? Now you're better able to deal with when you're in a real situation that's uncomfortable, to know what your tendencies are, to know how to gain control of you so that you can survive through that, right? So to me, I'm not asking you to start off with, okay, uncomfortableness, wow. So you mean if someone's, you know, physically traumatizing me, they're beating me, kidnapping me, doing all this stuff like that to me, that's building character, huh, Chris? No, that's not. That's called damaging people. Okay? Don't go black and white on me with this thing. It's like, okay, either you're being comfortable or uncomfortableness is extreme. No, don't do that. You know, I'm tired of all the naysayers, the critics, the complainers, the whiners, the victims that are going to do that stuff. Don't be one of those people, right? You know what I'm getting at. Right? Let's be smart about this. You need to match your level of physical capability to the level of your training program when you start at. And it's the same thing with your mental toughness as well. You know what I mean? You don't just walk into a gym and say, all right, I've haven't exercised in 10 years. All right, send me on a marathon, man. I'm going to run a marathon first. When I'm done with the marathon, I'm going to start bench pressing 350. That's right. I'm going to do that today. No, that's stupid. It's not about that. Whatever your physical capability is, match that and challenge that a bit and work to gain strength. That's what you're after. So I'm not saying go look for the most crazy, uncomfortable situation ever. Like go put yourself on some crazy street. Maybe someone's going to kidnap you or assault you so that you can really be in an uncomfortable situation. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm so sick and tired of the naysayers, the complainers, and the whiners going black and white on me about this stuff, okay? So don't be one of those people. To me, the idea is this. If you're sitting there day in and day out practicing with the shower thing, right, and you're getting used to being uncomfortable, and you understand your tendencies, and you're building that mental toughness, so that maybe one day, if you are assaulted, you're going to be able to handle it and deal with it much better than you did before. So this is not just about physically strengthening yourself. This is about mentally and emotionally strengthening yourself as well. So you've got to leave the comforts of your comfort zone. You have to travel through the land of uncomfortableness. You do. If there's something you want in your life that you don't have right now, it's because it's not in the airspace of the comfort zone. You have to travel through the turbulence. And when you travel through the turbulence, it's not that you're going crazy. It's not that the plane is falling apart. Okay, you're just dealing with uncomfortableness. This is how you're normally going to respond in this situation. But you won't know that till you get out there. You're not going to know what obstacles you're going to have to face and deal with until you get out there. Like I told my daughter, the hardest part is just starting. Start somewhere and go for it. And then begin to learn what you see. When you leave the land of the comfort zone and you get out there and you start seeing what's out there, you'll know where you're weak at. You'll start to know where you need to improve, right? You'll start to see what obstacles you need to have faced. Not the obstacles that fear puts in front of you before you leave the comfort zone. Nah, get out there and face it. That's the idea. But the big point for today that I want to make, and that is that it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's even okay for your kids to be uncomfortable. Man, wouldn't it be amazing if they learned how to deal with adversity? Wouldn't it be amazing if they can deal with frustration and that's okay? It's okay to be frustrated. But to know how to deal with frustration, to know how to deal with setbacks, to know how to deal with failures. Oh my gosh, what a different world that might be, huh? But in order to do that, we got to realize that it's okay to feel uncomfortable and not just seek immediate gratification immediately. That's what people do. The minute they start to feel uncomfortable, woo, I'm running back in the safety of the cave. It's scary out there, isn't that? Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? You can get out there. Get out there and go at it. So I'm going to invite and challenge everybody today to find some sort of task that gets them used to a little bit of uncomfortableness, right? Like if you want to do the shower thing, go for that. Go for the shower thing and email me back. Give me some feedback. Let me know about how this is working for you, okay? But to me, challenge yourself to deal with an uncomfortable and even uncertainty and see how you respond and navigate through it as best you can. The more you do it, the stronger you're getting, okay? Now, I would love for people to provide me some feedback on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, log in, get underneath the episode, leave me some feedback. I would really love to hear from people about how these podcasts are coming across. The other part is, too, is if you want to learn more about dealing with uncertainty, dealing with having a more powerful mindset, get over to rhinomentality.com. Drop your name into the subscribe form to get onto my newsletter. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot more stuff coming up on here because to me, the goal of what I want to do is I want to prepare people. I want to train and prepare people for life and support them along the way. So if you're looking for some training and some preparation to deal with whatever that is, man, get signed on now, okay? So get over to rhinomentality.com and get signed up immediately. And with that, I'm hoping that you can look for some uncomfortableness today. Does this sound crazy? I'm hoping that you feel uncomfortable today. Not too uncomfortable, but just enough that's going to challenge you a little bit, right? And that's okay. Weather through it and feel proud about the strength you're building. And with that, I'm out for today. Later.